The Bible says in Psalm 107, verse 1 to 3, that all give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Hallelujah. We are praying, thanking God for the gift of salvation and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. Let's lift our voice right now, thanking the Lord for the gifts that we enjoy each day, the gift of salvation. Lord, we give you all the thanks, we give you all the praise for this gift that you have given to us, this precious gift. We are also so grateful, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to gather with our brethren in your presence. We give you all the praise, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 11:14 says, where there is no guidance, a people fall, but in an abundance of counselors there is safety. Hallelujah. Therefore, we are praying, thanking God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Let's thank the Lord for the preservation of life. Lift up your voice, thanking the Lord for your life, thanking God for the life of the leadership of this ministry. It is by the grace of God that we are all alive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for preserving the life and also preserving the purpose of the leadership of this ministry. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for preserving everyone in Glow Music Ministry. Thank you for the life that you've given to us, Lord. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful, Lord. We give you all the praise, for you are a good God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Psalm 51, verse 17 says that the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Based on the scripture, we are praying and asking God for forgiveness of sins. Speak to the Lord quietly in any way that you have trespassed against his will, that he will forgive you of your sins. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, let's lift up the name of Jesus in this song of worship. We thank you, Lord. He is King, and we lift him high and high. Oh, Lord, we know that you are King, and we lift you high. Oh Lord, we know that you are King, and we lift you high and high, high and high and high, high. You high and high, oh Lord. We are continuing to pray. And we are reading Isaiah 46 verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Amen. Therefore, we are praying, asking that the will of God for our lives and also for this ministry, Glow Music, in relation to establishing of His kingdom agenda for this time will be established. Lift up your voice in prayer right now that the will of the Lord will be done in your life. Lord, let your will be done in my life in the name of Jesus. My Lord and my God, let your will be done in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus, let your will be done in Glow Music Ministry. Lord, let your will be established in Glow Music Ministry. Let your will be established. Let your will concerning my life also come to pass in relation to establishing of your kingdom agenda for this time. Oh my Lord and my God, let it be established. Let it be established in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your will alone be done in our lives and also in this ministry in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 30 verse 9 says that, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah. And based on this promise in God's word, we are praying that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve Him faithfully. Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve You faithfully, as we commit our minds, our hearts, our bodies in service to You, our voices, our skill of playing the instrument. Oh Lord Jesus, we pray that You ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. Lord, make every work of our hand plenteous. Make us plenteous in the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. Reketayana mashaya da 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 basikete yeneme lekeyene moshataya na 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 manda repelakatu andeye sekate yama repelene kasikate yeneme lakoshataya na ma reketayene ne 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 ya sikataya da ba levana yantaya na 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 mashaya da da ba reketay. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. 3 John 1, 2. The Bible says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2, 24 also says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we are praying, enforcing God's provision of divine health for our lives, for our families, and also for the leadership and the entire membership of Glow Music Ministry. Lift up your voice right now. Speak to the Lord, enforcing His provision. He has already provided in His word that He wishes that we be in health. Based on your provision, Lord, we pray, enforcing divine health for us and our families. We walk in divine health. We and our families walk in divine health. We shall not be sick in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the leadership and the entire membership of this ministry will continue to walk in divine health according to your word, in the name of Jesus. Let's thank the Lord for answering all our prayers. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for all these blessings that we have the opportunity to receive of you. We are grateful in the name of Jesus.
Day. It is Anointed Tuesday, and we thank God for the privilege to serve in His vineyard, and we thank Him for the provision of His anointing by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The topic for today is moved by the Spirit, and we should remember our monthly theme scripture, which is from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19. The Lord by wisdom had founded the earth, by understanding had He established the heavens, focusing on wisdom. And the series that we are going through for Anointed Tuesday within this month is Live by the Spirit. And under Live by the Spirit, the topic for today is Move by the Spirit. We are going to be praying that my Father in heaven, please take precedence over my life and order my life according to the move of your Holy Spirit. Now we are going to read a portion of scripture from John chapter 3, verse 1 to 15. From verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Permit me to just add in a comment there. Here you see that he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, again, who's the ruler of the Jews, he goes on to ask Jesus, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man, now he explains further, be born of water and of the Spirit, Spirit, big S, being the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So here we see entering into the kingdom of God, the first seeing the kingdom of God. So at the end of the day, putting them the two together, if you're not born again, you can't see the kingdom nor enter into the kingdom of God. You cannot see it and you cannot enter except you are born again. So the kingdom of God is different from something that you see before you get into. You go in by faith. It's when you are born again first before you can see the kingdom of God. Then he goes on to explain, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Even in the verse 6, he says that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, is spirit. And marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? This is a leader of the Jews who is asking these questions, a ruler of the Jews. Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life. You need to be born again before you can see the kingdom of God. Otherwise, it makes no sense to you. There are people who have rejected Jesus. And please remember that we are talking about being moved by the Spirit of God. Being moved by the Spirit of God. There are people who have rejected God's free gift of salvation through Christ Jesus. Why? Because it didn't make sense to them. They don't understand why you should serve a God that you do not see. They don't understand why you should sing songs of worship to an invisible person who you cannot see with your physical eyes, and yet you have seen this person through Scripture. It does not make meaning to their flesh. And because of that, they, instead of going by faith, for it is by grace through faith, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it's by grace through faith that we are saved. So they're discounting the grace of God by rejecting to accept it by faith. They failed to see the kingdom of God. Today, I will urge anyone who has failed to take that step that it is only by faith that you can accept God's grace. Before you get to be moved by the Spirit, you must first be baptized by water and by the Holy Spirit. You must first receive our Lord Jesus Christ into your life. That is where it starts. To become born again, you cannot be led or be moved by the Holy Spirit when you have not received the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which comes through salvation, which is in Christ Jesus. Because the Holy Spirit is sent by Jesus Christ. He said that when I go, I will send you a comforter, someone who will guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit is Jesus' messenger for us. He sent to us, to every believer. And so you cannot be moved by the Holy Spirit when you have not first accepted Jesus Christ and be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So today is Anointed Tuesday. Maybe today is the first time you are hearing us, or maybe you've been joining for some time, but you have not thought of it this way. Maybe secular music gets you excited. You have appetite for certain things, and yet every Sunday you go to church and you wonder that why. It is because there's a missing piece. When you are baptized by the Spirit and led by the Spirit, the appetite for other things begin to fall off. And then the Spirit of God takes charge of your life. When you see the kingdom of God, other things will now become foolishness to you. It is impossible to see and enter the kingdom of God and still have the appetite for other things. It begins to fall off. Jesus said, still ask, what is the kingdom of God? It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, peace, joy. So these things now become your life. You begin to walk in righteousness. You are joyful regardless of the situation. You have a peace, a kind of peace that only the Spirit of God can give you, that the world cannot give you. The world can promise you all sorts of things. The lack of war does not necessarily mean personal peace. So, the kingdom of God, for you to experience the kingdom of God, you need to be born again. Not of the flesh, as Jesus said, not the kind of birth that is born of a man or a woman, but to be born, to be reborn by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And today you have the opportunity to encounter God's grace and to be born again. And all you have to do is just say this short prayer after me. You say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you've made the provision of salvation for a sinner such as I. Today I surrender my life completely to you. Without you, I'm nothing. Please, I desire to be in the kingdom of God. Please, by your mercy, translate me from the kingdom of darkness into your kingdom. I accept you into my heart as my Lord and my Savior and my King. Take charge over my life, that I live a life of obedience to you alone for the rest of my life. Thank you for saving me, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Sing this song of worship to our Lord and our King. Hallelujah. He is King. He is Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is the first and the last. No one works like Him. He is King.
Father in heaven, please take precedence over my life and order my life according to the will of your will. Holy Spirit. So please declare after me, my Father in heaven.
My Father in
heaven. Please take precedence over my life.
Please take precedence over my life.
And order my life.
And order my life.
According to the move of your Holy Spirit.
According to the move of your Holy Spirit.
Yes, we get to pray.
My Father in heaven, please take precedence over my life. And order my life according to the move of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Just gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you. Shall we share the grace? A grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen.